Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As someone who I think is quoted as saying, I don't like Jackson Dart, let's see if that opinion has changed as you begin your official stat prediction. And just so we're all on the same page, it is completions, attempts, yards, touchdown picks, rushing attempts, yards, if there's something else you want to throw in. Okay? Get overly cute. You don't have to give us a QB rating. That's a little too complicated.
No, I got the basics written down.
So Sean Morash, big fan of Jackson Dart, I've been told. Lead it off.
Jackson Dart, Sunday, will go 22 of 29 for 239 yards, one touchdown pass, one interception. He will carry the ball five times for 42 yards and run it in the end zone himself once.
That's a pretty good game. That's a pretty damn good game.
That's a great game.
Two touchdowns, that kind of completion percentage, 240 yards. It's difficult sometimes because if you're playing from behind, you're obviously forced to throw a lot more. So that can be a little deceiving. So off the top, I'd say that's a pretty damn good first NFL star for Jackson Dart.
Yeah, he's not going to throw for 300, but I think he's reputable out there.
Tommy Lugauer.
Okay, as far as the passing, I'm going to say Jackson Dart will go 18 for 27 for a 180, one TD, one interception. As far as his rushing yards, let's say six attempts, 30 yards, and he will sneak one in for a touchdown. So two touchdowns, a pick, and around 220 total yards.
Nothing crazy so far from the fanboys. I'm surprised. You know, like good stats, not bad stats, but nothing over the top.
Yeah.
Tiki Barber.
I think he's going to go 20 of 38.
38.
He's going to throw for two touchdowns and two interceptions. He's going to have four carries for 18 yards.
Oh, that's like nothing.
Yeah.
How many passing yards are you going to have in this game?
I told you.
No, you didn't.
Didn't?
You said 20 for 38, and you skipped over it. Went right to interceptions.
265 yards.
Like 265
or 265?
265. All right, fine. 265.
Couple big shots.
All right, I'm going to go with 9 for 22 for 95 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 7 carries for 85 yards, and a touchdown.
Wow.
So he's going to make a couple of big plays with his legs, but his overall passing numbers are going to be abysmal.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, how your tune has changed.
What do you mean?
You felt like 3 days ago you were the most positive on the Giants on Sunday.
I just gave you Jackson Dart's stats. Did I tell you about what the defense did in this game? Or did you?
You always got, you know.
You want to hear that part?
You're some magician.
This defense is going to be murder on Sunday. I mean, it is going to be good. I shouldn't use that kind of language. I apologize. The Giant defense is going to be busting ass on Sunday. I don't even like that one.
I was going to say.
Hold on a second.
Next. Try it again.
The Giant defense is going to play really well on Sunday.
That's a good one. That's a good way to put it.
Good job, man.
They're going to sack the quarterback a bunch of times. They're going to force a couple of turnovers, and it's going to be a low-scoring game. So we'll make the picks later, but trust me, even though I just gave some really ugly stats for Jackson Dart, it doesn't necessarily mean the Giants are losing. So there you go. We'll check in on those stats Monday at 4:30. Let me write that down now. Monday, 4:30 p.m., and we just did this at 2:45 p.m.
You know what? Don't go to me in the next 3 minutes. I'm going to pull these now and stash them. I'm going to save me some work on Monday.
You're saving me some work. I was going to cut it after the show. All right, so save that. Thank you very much. Let's go to Ben in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good.
Nothing. I got, so I guess I'm excited to see if, you know, this the bill of goods we were sold on Dable was that he rescued Josh Allen from becoming Achilles Smith. Something tells me Josh Allen would have figured it out, maybe with Adam. But my question is a bit more pessimistic, and it's for Tiki. Tiki, how bad would Dart have to be, and would the Maras ever pull sort of a what happened to the kid in Arizona for Josh. One season? Josh
Josh Rosen. I mean, he'd have to be really bad. Josh Rosen was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't even know how to describe him because he had a lot of confidence similar to Jackson Dart. Like, he knew he was going to be good, had an answer for everything. I remember interviewing him and saying, "Hey, you don't have to have the right answer for everything," type of thing. You know what I mean? And so it bordered on cocky. Remember that conversation we were having?
Yeah.
How Jackson Dart is very confident, and it could be viewed, but it's not really cocky. I think in Arizona, they had a lot of turmoil. So the head coach, the general manager, like everything was a disaster out there, and it kind of hit the fan a couple of years later. So that was less about Josh, and it was more about the organization.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening to Jackson Dart. There's a lot of people that were very high on Jackson Dart. In fact, I was with Dan Orlovsky yesterday, and I asked him, first thing I said to him, I was like, "Did you like Dart out of Ole Miss?" And he said, "Yeah, I thought he was going to get drafted in the top 10. And you know, he assumed some enterprising young play caller or head coach was going to take a shot at Jackson Dart in the top 10. So I know we got him at 25, but a lot of people think he's probably more like a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
And as far as his skill set. So that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Long story short.
I had an opinion that I expressed to you. I expressed to Joe Shane when we had him on, which couldn't turn out to be wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just a surmising I had. And I'm not alone in surmising it, that Brian Daboll really wanted Jackson Dart. And Joe Shane was like, "All right, if that's what you want."
All right.
So
it's going to cost.
It's right.
Now you got to move back into the first round from the second.
So my question, if that's true, and Joe Shane has denied that, right? We had Joe on in training camp. I asked him point blank. He's like, no, we were all in on Jackson Dart. If this season ends with not enough wins and they fire the head coach, but they keep the general manager and there's a new head coach, then we'll find out that he actually liked the kid to begin with.
Yeah.
That's where there could be changes. But I think a lot of it's dependent, of course, on how the kid plays, but then also who's making the decisions. If there are going to be changes at the end of this season, whether it's the general manager, whether it's the head coach, and whether it's both, whoever you hire shouldn't be hired with, "You better like this kid or else we're not hiring you."
Right.
They should be hired with, "We trust you to run the team. And if you like the kid, great. And if you don't, fine.
Right.
That's how smart organizations should be run.
I agree. Otherwise, you're undercutting your team.
Yes.
Yourself, basically. That makes no sense.
And
I agree with you.
That's why, and I know this is not a popular opinion, but when the Giants hired Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, I remember saying at the time, I don't buy the idea that the owner's telling them Daniel Jones is your quarterback. Right. It never made sense because Joe Shane and Brian Daboll were hot enough to say, no, we're not taking the job then.
Right.
I'm not taking the job if you're telling me who should be the quarterback. They made decisions of, all right, final year of his contract. We don't really have a lot of great options. Let's just see.
And we know what the story is. They should have just go to free agency.
Well, that was a year after.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're right. I'm talking about the year they took over where it was, let's just see if this if this guy has anything.
See what he has.
They declined his option.
Right. They declined his fifth-year option.
They did make a decision, as they should, because he's not theirs.
They made the decision of, we're not committing to the fifth year. Why would we? But, yeah, we'll give you a shot to prove yourself here in year four.
Mm-hmm.
Chris in Bergen County. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First, let me preface this by saying I really hope this doesn't happen, but my concern is that Jackson Dart is going to get in there and he's going to be running for his life, and that's the only thing he's going to find out. The offensive line is not great. It's only a matter of time before Thomas gets hurt again, and then we're going to be right back to square one. I also don't agree with that we're going to get rid of Daboll based off of this season, and we're going to get another coach in here who's going to get a quarterback shoved down his throat, and this is just a perpetuating cycle for the New York Giants. I'm sick of it. If Dart is supposed to be the quarterback and we're supposed to build around him, then why don't we have consistency like a lot of the other great teams in the NFL have and give him at least 2 years to try to put an offensive line together, to get a couple more good players, skilled players in there that Jackson Dart can get to throw the ball and run the ball.
I'll tell you why I disagree with you just personally. We're all going to make a decision. I remember saying this about Joe Judge. I'm going to say it again here in 2025. We're all going to make a decision on when we're done with a head coach or a manager or a player around here. There are many listeners right now, some on this radio station, who aren't done with Brian Daboll, and that's fine. I don't know if you got... Are you done with Brian Daboll, or you still believe in him?
Of course not.
Totally fine.
Right.
Tiki still believes in him. Are you done with Brian Daboll, Sean?
I wouldn't say I'm done, but I have less belief than I used to.
Totally fine. But you're not ready to fire him?
No.
Okay. Respectfully, I disagree. I thought during the offseason, hey, don't think he's the guy I would have moved on. Okay? That's where I got there. When you get there... And if this owner or this GM gets there at the end of this season, no matter how well the quarterback plays, you shouldn't hold on to them because of the quarterback. That's worse than anything. Like, once you deem the coach isn't the right guy, holding on to them because you just drafted a quarterback and you're worried about how Daniel Jones was handled is ridiculous. Look around the league. A lot of successful quarterbacks are not on their first head coach. Some are, like Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, and obviously Josh Allen, but Justin Herbert isn't. So I think you have to make the decision on the coach once you know the decision to make. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.